Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I'm now joined by Pastor Clairville Zavani. Tatani Makamu cannot wait. He's like, oh, yo, Tatani Zavani. Muruti, how are you? Muruti Clairville. Okay. I'm not quite sure. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No. It was the fingers. She took in the wrong faders in.
Okay.
Yeah, Tatani Makamu is like, oh, yo, Tatani Zavani. He can't wait to hear from you. Are you well, Muruti?
No, I'm well, ma'am. I'm well, very strong and blessed of the Lord. Thank you so much. And how are you?
I'm good. And I'm excited. You've heard we got some winners in the house. So, hey, cause for celebration. Cause for celebration.
Absolutely. Congratulations to all the winners. Congratulations to them.
Yeah.
And may the Lord keep blessing them and strengthening them. May they keep rising higher and higher.
Yeah. And raising the Jesus flag, flying it high.
Absolutely.
The Radio Pulpit flag. As well. Yeah, Muruti, we're talking about love. There's a song, I think it was Kirk Franklin that had that song that says, love, a word that comes and goes, but few people read. What? Yeah, they don't know what it means to really love somebody. So it's easy to say, I love you. It's easy to say, I love you because there are butterflies at that time. Yeah, when I see you, my knees just shake, you know, and all. Then it's easy for me to just say, I love you. But do we really understand most of the times whenever we say we love somebody? Do we know what it means to say to someone, especially in a relationship, in a love relationship, in a marriage, when you say to another person that you love them?
Yeah, no, thank you so much. Look, I really don't think that the majority of us really understand what it means to love someone and to say to someone, I love you.
Yeah.
It's a very serious commitment that you commit to when you say those words out of your mouth and you say to someone, I love you. It's a very serious commitment. It's not something to be taken lightly. We must therefore make efforts to seek to understand and empower ourselves with the knowledge of understanding what love really is and what it means to say to someone, I love you.
There are different kinds of love?
Please say that again.
There are different kinds of love?
Oh, yes, absolutely. There are different... well, look, love on its own, when we talk about love, there are different ways, of expressing love. So we need to understand, you know, all these different ways of expressing love to one another so that we understand what we're really committing to when we say to someone, I love you. So it's important, you know, to learn these, to study the Word of God and gain knowledge of what it means to really love someone, because then that is something that will help us build really strong relationships that will stand the test of time.
Last week, Pastor Nozi Paragolota was sharing about us and understanding the love of God. And he says, it doesn't mean that when you have a feeling, it's not a feeling. Because we have now toned it down to a feeling that when we feel like this in church, he's here. When we don't feel like that, then it means he's not here. So if love is not a feeling, what then is love?
Okay, look, love is not, let me begin here. Love is not attraction.
Okay.
Most of the time we confuse attraction with love. When you feel attracted to someone, that's when you see things about that person or in that person, or you hear them say certain things that excite you and that make you excited. And so you that draw you to that person. That's an attraction. And then when we feel that way, that excitement of seeing those things that, you know, draw us to those people, then we think that actually I love this person.
Okay.
But in actual fact, that's not what it is. Love is a decision.
Okay.
It's a decision to commit yourself to do certain things. Now, you see, we need to understand how it goes. With us human beings, when it comes to relationships, it begins with attraction. You see things that you love in the person and about that person, be it appearance, be it behavior, be it whatever it might be. You get attracted to that person. But then you have to come to a point of making a decision to love that person. Because I think most of us know by now that phileo is a love that loves from a standpoint of feeling, which is the one I just described now. That's where you see the attraction. But then you have agape, which is a love that loves from a standpoint of principle as opposed to a standpoint of feeling. Meaning, just because you develop feelings for someone doesn't necessarily mean you are a principled person. I think we need to get that clear. So by the time you say to someone, I love you, it has to be that you have considered your own principles that you live by, and from that or out of that, you then come to a decision to say, based on the principles that I live by, I will love this person because I'm attracted to them. I am now taking a decision to love them. And so we need to understand attraction.
You get attracted first, and then you take a decision to love them.
Absolutely. So now we need to understand that we cannot rely on attraction alone, because attraction is temporary. When certain things that you used to see about that person, take for instance appearance, if the appearance changes,
it
might affect your attraction towards that person. If their behavior changes, or you seem to think that behavior has changed, you must remember that when you see someone behave in a way that attracts you to them and draws you to them, you actually box them into that space of behavior where they behave exactly that way. Then you begin to raise unrealistic expectations that say, I expect this person to remain this way for the rest of our life together. And now, when time moves, there are changes that occur. And remember that at the stage of attraction, where both men and women, we bend ourselves backward so that we can have the person that we are attracted to next to us. Now, which means at that stage, we even do things that we normally wouldn't do. We go out of our way to do things that if you were to be if there were to be a demand on you to do the same thing to someone that you're not attracted to, it would be very easy for you to quickly say, nope, I don't do that. But with someone that you feel attracted to, you bend yourself backwards. You know, your boundaries disappear. You don't put boundaries for that person. You will go to any extent because you want this person next to you. Now, once you have them here next to you, then the reality of living with that person comes in. You begin to see who they really are, and some of the boundaries that you had set aside are very, very important in your life. And so you slowly you begin to bring them back. What is that now? Those are your principles now that you live by. Slowly you begin to bring them back one at a time. And when the other person sees that, and they're like, you never had boundaries for me in this area. All of a sudden, you are now restricting me. What's going on? Do you still love me? And then we think, you don't love me anymore. No, that's not the case. What is actually happening is the attraction is now beginning to die down because it's getting affected by what we do and how we live, the things we say that come out of our mouths, our conduct, our behavior, and so forth. Now I'm beginning to see who you really are. And some of the things that I see about you, I don't really feel that attracted to. And so now what then happens is I change the things that I committed to, you know, because when I said I love you, it was based on how I felt because of the things that I saw in you. Mm. Now, because I'm seeing changes, my feelings towards you begin to change. That's when couples, you'll find that they grow cold towards each other. Mm. They begin to drift apart.
Yeah.
You know? And things are no longer the same as they used to be. Now the attraction has died down. And what I'm saying is, in a lot of marriages, we have situations like these where the husband and his wife have outgrown their attraction for one another.
Yeah.
And they're drifting.
How long
apart.
Does that take? That is scary.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
How long would that take? I've heard Filio lasts for about 3 years or so.
Yeah, plus minus 2 to 3 years, you know, before the dust settles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not only, most people focus on the fact that when the dust settles, you begin to see who your partner really is, their true colors. But it's two ways, actually. It's a two-way thing. You see that, but at the same time, you go back to being the person that you really are.
Mm-hmm.
And your partner looks at that and they see that and they're like, you're changing. Something is wrong somewhere. Either you don't love me anymore, but you've changed for me. In actual fact, now you're beginning to see the real person.
Mm.
You know, for instance, if I was a person who had, you know, who has mood swings, when I'm attracted to someone, I do my best to hide that and to keep that out of the way.
But can you hide it for... Okay, I'm going to say... But can you hide it for like 3 years in a relationship? And yo, okay, Muruti, let's just take a breather and then come back and you answer me, because I'm like, okay, then it means we shouldn't rush into marriage. take your time somehow. The truth shall be revealed, the true colors will come out, because I think so many people hide behind filio or whatever. They hide the true selves until after and then guada. So all right, maybe I'm wrong. Hey, Vatlong Kaulako Kriging, let me do this.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith, and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries, and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Morista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
Ulwazi olute veche, impilo engcono, nothando olute gabalala. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
Give the greatest gifts without love. I can
nothing.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Nothing.
I am
nothing.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nothing.
There's something about love. Love conquers all.
Nothing can save me.
once again, sad and lonely too. I heard it from a good friend that love bears all things. Love believes in all things, hopes in all things. There's something but love that remains, the greatest gift ever given. Give me love that loves,
love that loves.
Love conquers all.
Utando y a veces en la
Utando
a luz y funde lo cuadro
a luz y capi.
Utando y a veces en
la a luz y cucune
a luz y funde lo cuadro.
Utando
Utando y a veces en la
Uya con bula
a luz y funde.
Si bande la netuse,
si fonde lo quadro.
Utando,
utando luya begese.
Mire lo notare,
a luce fonde lo quadro.
Gitu utando,
utando luya begese.
Gitu utando,
a luce fonde lo quadro.
Begese.
Utando luya begese.
Begese le.
For 44 years, Radio Pulpit has been a voice of hope, faith and love in homes across South Africa. This August, as we celebrate our birthday, we want to share that same hope with those who need it most. There are precious children in our communities who lack even the most basic essentials. Our birthday wish? To bless them with love in the form of school stationery, toiletries and other essentials. We invite you to be part of this beautiful act of giving. Drop off your donations at our offices in Kilner Park, Pretoria. If you're not sure what to bring, visit radiopulpit.co.za for the full wish lists. These heartfelt gifts will be given to the children at homes such as Jacaranda, Louis Borta, and Marista. Let's make our 44th birthday a celebration they'll never forget, because every child deserves to feel loved. Radio Pulpit, 44 years of hope, sharing it forward.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
Heart to Heart.
Beautiful sounds coming there from Bongani the Earth. Love conquers all. And we're talking love. We all about love today. We are asking the question, what do you really mean when you say, I love you? You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on 657 AM. And do remember that you can check us online as Radio Pulpit, Jikelele, Radio Council, Hartklank, and Radio Pulpit 657 AM online. That's where we at. I see you there. I see my queen, Michelle Duplessis. Hi, good day to you, and thank you so much for joining in and being with us. Tatani Magamu writing in and saying, I agree with Muruti, Gladwell Zabani, even King David, so Bathsheba, taking a bath there first. Then he married her. The conditions, hey, that Makam, we went to that one. Okay. A family member writes in. This is a little long, but let me try to read it quickly. And it says, okay, sometimes we mean, all right. And it says, I truly believe love is not a feeling, but a choice. If we were to go with feelings, we would not go anywhere when it comes to relationship. And somebody once told me that if you don't have all the fruit of the spirit, you are not ready for any commitment, because there will come a time where you will have to exercise them, where you will have to choose to love your spouse when they are unlovable. Be patient with their flaws, as God is long-suffering with us. God gave his only son for us because he chose to love us. If it was about feelings, it was going to be a different story. We should learn from God. Yeah, he is the agape love after all. He is the agape love. And Muruti, your take after the two quickly before we continue?
Yeah, no, look, absolutely. It is very, very true. We cannot rely on feelings. We have to be principled people, like I said earlier, in order for us to be capable of truly loving and committing ourselves to say to someone, I love you.
Yeah. So you should never take those words lightly. They are not light.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because I've seen people fight over that. Because some people, once you say those words to them, they raise their own expectations, which most of the time are unreal, and they hold you to those expectations. And that's where you'll see people start to fight, and then they will say, you told me you love me. Let me give you a quick example. If a man feels sexually attracted to a woman and he wants to sleep with her,
he'll use the word words.
He knows that's what she wants to hear.
Yeah.
So he will say, I love you. Now she gives her body over because she believes he loves me, and this is how I show him that I love him. Therefore, I expect him to stay here and to meet my expectations. I expect him to dance to my tune. And so when things don't happen as one had expected, then one feels used. Then you feel like you used me because you told me you love me, and that's why I gave my body to you. So those words are very, very serious, and they go deep. They cut deep. We need to treat them with the seriousness they deserve. Those three words, I love you.
So earlier on, I was like, yo, don't talk too much, Baruti, they will kowla you. But I think then we need to take more time before we can commit. Or it doesn't help? Can a person lie for 3 years on a journey, 2 years in a relationship? Because I've seen that we want to hurry up, and after 6 months we get married after we said I love you to each other, because we do not want to fall into sin. So I don't know. Maybe can you learn a person and know and see their true self, the lust versus the love, in 6 months?
You know, our approach is very, very, it's flawed when it comes to marriage. Because in the first place, most of us, churches, Christians, families, and so forth, we view love as marriage, as an achievement. One of the things that one must achieve in life. And therefore, most people, when they enter into marriage, you don't really understand what you're getting yourself into, number one. And number two, you don't really know yourself. You don't really know who you really are.
Oh, starting with me before the other person.
Absolutely.
Okay. Still enjoying the butterflies. Still enjoying the butterflies. And me going on dates with this person. Yeah.
But we have it the other way around. Because now we say, I want the right partner.
Am I the right one first?
Yeah, because now there is no such a thing in Scripture as the right partner. Read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. You will never find that. It's a man-made concept that we have come up with based on our own expectations.
So, but I should ask myself a question. Can somebody live with me? Can I live with me? Not somebody. Can I live with me? Can I be the best partner for myself? If I were to be asked that question, can you be the best partner for yourself? So I should look into that. And if it's a no, then I need to work on me.
Absolutely. You know, with a lot of cases that I see in the counseling sessions, one of the first things that I then see a need to do is to take the individuals on a journey of self-discovery to find out who they really are. I'll give you an example. Most people who are in a marriage are not settled in their marriage because, number one, they don't know themselves, they don't understand who they are, and they don't know their partner, they don't understand who they got married to. And so there is always a fear of losing this person. There's always a fear of being hurt by this person. There's always a fear that says, I expect anything from this person or the worst from that person. Let me show you an example. In 1 John chapter 4, mm-hmm. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, mm-hmm. the scripture says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness," notice that word, mm-hmm. "in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." So it means there, verse 17 tells you that that boldness comes out of the fact that you know who you are. You know that as he is, so are you. Mm-hmm. So you don't doubt that. Mm-hmm. You don't doubt yourself at all. Then you have a relationship with God on that basis. Verse 18 says, "There is no fear in love."
Yeah.
"But perfect love casts out fear."
Yeah.
"Because fear has torment."
Hmm.
"He that fears is not made perfect in love."
Hmm.
So if you are in a marriage where you are always tormented by the fear that you might get cheated on, your partner might cheat on you,
then you're in trouble.
Might leave you, you know, then you are in trouble.
Mm.
Because perfect love drives out all fear.
Mm.
And so you then realize that the way and the manner in which we go into love, most of us went into marriage out of pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, the pressure of age on ourselves, then family around us, church folk around us will be putting pressure. When are you getting married and stuff like that? And like I mentioned earlier, because marriage is viewed as an achievement, most people feel that they have failed if they are not able to get married. And so they work hard towards that to achieve this goal of getting married. And that's all they're focusing on.
Mm.
But they don't really look at, they're not really looking at, what is this marriage that I'm getting myself into? Who am I? Am I ready? Am I ready to commit into a covenant of marriage? And that's why the rate of divorce is skyrocketing.
Hmm.
Because then once people are inside there, that's when they realize, oh, I did not realize I was getting myself into this.
Hmm.
And that's when people realize, I wasn't really ready for this.
Yeah.
And that's where then, you know, all sorts of things begin to happen, and people begin to think, maybe I should reconsider my decision to get into this marriage thing.
Can that take like 10 years and you realize, oh, what did I get myself into? Do we have such couples who have been there for 20 years and then now it's like, my choice back then?
You know.
Or does it only happen to those who are married for like 3 years? Because we are taught that after 3 years, that's when the true colors come out and all. Okay, psychology says that.
Mm-hmm. No. We actually have couples who that thing starts on honeymoon day.
Mm-hmm.
Day one of honeymoon. That's when a person begins to say, oh.
And they continue for like 20 years with this person.
Yeah. And so what they do then is, you've already committed yourself. It's difficult for you to say, sorry, I think I made a mistake. Can I be excused from this?
Okay, let me take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you? Welcome again.
Amen. I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet.
Good afternoon, Tatan Makamu.
I'm going to ask you to run. I didn't realize my time is already up. Yes, sir?
Okay. Umshado, manana sibongile, is a decision personal uyenzayo.
Okay.
Yokuhlala nomuntu ungasambekeli iphambeko zakhe, ngoba whenever uzobheka ukuthi lo muntu kuzokwenzeka 1, 2, 3, then you will never get married. Njengoba ayisho umprofeta ukuthina, whoever angena emshadweni with fear, then angeke ahlale emshadweni. But uma ungena emshadweni, ungena ngokuthi uyamthanda. That is why mina most of the
finish
time
and plan.
I don't agree. No muntu athina love at first sight. No. Hala first sight, uhala first sight, then ke ungena emshadweni after a decision ubonile, then umbona ukuthi lo muntu ngingahlala naye, umbekezelela, because kuna after umshado. kutukwenza kana abo gogo banga yeko la bata hai ntaname kunje 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 abase kuse uhlele wena naye neba utu nisangabezana nenkingi. But when we decide kuthi ngizophila naye uzophila inkosi umusa mayibusisi angibonge futhi nakumprofeti ukuthi lokazila zokwenza lapha eFosilorus lapha kimi enkonzweni hawo abavala umlomo ngiyabonga umprofeti.
Thank you so much Satan Makam. And now we know you were in Fosloras. The birds tell us. Yeah, Tateni Makamu says you get attracted first and then you make a decision. You can never say you love a person just after being attracted to them. You need to take time and decide. If you can even look over, allow your love to cover the multitude of sin, because there'll be so many things that happen. Royal Koli says, thank you, Sibongile and Pastor Zavani. I promise one day I will have the courage to send a voice note, not the long messages. Guiafana, 1906, because the message, the voice note will be long. So we'd love it, whichever way. Okay, yeah. Muruti, yo, we don't have time. I think for today we can wrap it up somewhere.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You need to make sure that you are prepared. You need to look at yourself and make sure that you know who you are before you even decide on getting married, and understand that principles are important and that love is not a feeling.
Love is not a feeling. Yeah. Attraction, decision.
Muruti? Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
How long can that decision take, that period of decision?
It depends on your character, your personality. It depends on how well you know yourself. It depends on your principles of life that you live by. It depends on your spiritual growth. You know, it depends on so many factors. So one can't really put a finger on one particular area and say, this is it. You have to look at a combination of things and say, am I really ready? These are the things that will point to you that, you know, whether or not you are ready, like the fact that, do you really know what marriage is? Do you understand what that commitment is about? Mm-hmm. And so those are all the things that one needs to consider to make sure that you say, I think I've arrived at that decision. And that's how long it will take. So it depends how long it takes to understand all of those things, to capture all of those things in your mind and in your spirit, and then be able to say, I think now I'm ready. Hence, premarital counseling is extremely important.
He is Gladwell Zavani on all social media platforms. He is Gladwell Zavani. And his numbers are 071-148-4938. I trust the family not to send a please call me, but to send a message via WhatsApp or call him on 071-148-4938. And he is also on email. It's GladwellZavani@gmail.com. GladwellZavani@gmail.com. Muruti, thank you so much for talking to us and empowering us. May God awesomely keep you. Have a blessed one.
Thank you. Have a blessed one, as well as the family.
And Tate Makamu is rebuking time. We will come back. Tatani Makamu, thank you. And thank you to all family members who just tuned in and you've been with us throughout. May God awesomely bless you. Have yourself a beautiful one. Next up, we say hello and welcome back to Germany. Johan Els on Something Else, leaving you with the sounds of Dominion. I'll run to him.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.